In the pre-dawn hours, from high in the Wasatch Mountains, Salt Lake City looks like dancing fireflies. You're climbing to an elevation of 11,000 feet just to make a morning meeting.
Forecast is for increasing clouds, 1 to 3 today, 4 to 5 tonight.
This room is packed with experience. Even with 7 years on the job, you're still a rookie.
26 years is a long time to be doing anything, especially a job that can be as demanding as this one.
It's 17 degrees. The wind scrapes across your face, and you take it all in stride.
Action is what keeps you interested, gets the adrenaline going. Makes me want to get out of bed in the morning and come to work.
Dean Cardinale and his colleagues ski to keep people safe. They're the ski patrol at Snowbird Ski Resort. Their workspace stretches 2,500 acres.
Skiing to work, skiing home, there's nothing I'd rather do.
It is an office that's constantly demanding, sun up, sun down, every day.
You got something I can do?
Anything you want to do. You want to head into Pea Gulch or Gate Valley?
I'll go Pea Gulch.
Okay. Kelly, I got a back porch phone 5. Mr. Hawley, do you want to go and look at the snow guns on Wilbur Ridge?
Copy that.
For a handful of ski patrollers, training goes beyond emergency medical procedures.
Clear, pins out.
It takes additional specialized instruction to handle ammunition and operate military artillery to trigger avalanches, to literally blow them off the mountain. When an avalanche forecast calls for action, ski areas are closed while the guns fire. They're trying to control nature before it can harm unsuspecting skiers. At least once a week, Snowbird Ski Patrol practices what it calls hasty rescues. This is the time when practice has to be perfect. Buried alive in snow, help has got to come within minutes.
Okay, Juan, give me a radio check.
Hey, Sully.
Gotcha.
In the late 1980s, on control route, I was swept away and buried by an avalanche. My head was 6 feet down, and within 8 minutes they had located me, and I was blue and unbreathing.
Things can quickly turn serious when you need help on the mountain. But you improve your chances by wearing an avalanche homing device or by having a computer chip sewn in your clothes. Both send out signals for help.
Yeah, I've got a signal. Can I get a shoveler?
A lot of times the public doesn't see exactly what we do because we do it in closed areas behind the lines.
What the public does see are men and women who work on the mountain for the love of skiing.
I wake up every day in a beautiful place, in a natural environment. Every snowflake that falls makes the whole world different and new.
Doing a job they wouldn't trade with an incomparable view.